Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman, and today is a pretty special day. I would like to talk to you about an amazing thing that's happening on the campus of CARES of Farmington Hills in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm associated with this group, which is a nonprofit. And CARES is an acronym for Community Action Resources Empowerment Services. And our goal is to develop this 10 and a half acres into a place where people can gain and receive and be in community that maybe are in need of social services. But the thing that's really unique today is we are having the opening of what is called Bush's CARES Market. So for those who, you know, everyone has been impacted by COVID-19 and all of the challenges that it has incurred in people's lives. And one significant challenge is obviously people being stable in their employment and therefore stable in how they're able to feed their families. So CARES preceding COVID has and will continue to serve individuals with the free food pantry so that people could get the food that they needed in order to get through, you know, their day, in order to get through their month. And again, prior to COVID, we had a beautiful market that, unlike most food pantries, where people would walk in and get a box of food, receiving whatever was available, we had a beautiful market that people could literally stroll up and down the aisles like a regular grocery store with dignity, and that they could select what they wanted, fresh produce, fresh foods of all kinds. Well, with the onset of COVID, we had to rearrange our distribution to a drive-through program by appointment only, which has been extremely successful. So prior to COVID, we were feeding about 250 families or more each month, and it jumped significantly between 800 and 1,200 families a month. Well, it just so happened, simultaneously, we had been waiting for a permit to open what is called a SNAP Bridge store. So those of you who are not familiar, anyone who is in need of food assistance would be provided a SNAP card or bridge card that would allow them to use like a debit card to go and buy things that they needed for their families. Well, the unique thing about the Bush's CARES Market is that this beautiful store that we just are opening today is exclusively for bridge card holders. And the unique thing is it happens to be on the grounds where our food pantry is. So our goal and our hope is to help to allow people to get back on their feet with not having to be worried about their food and where they're going to get their food from. And our Michigan Governor Whitmer, declared when the schools were closed that all children who were receiving free to reduced school lunches, which were now not able to get that food in school because the schools were physically closed, were granted a bridge card so that economic challenge would not fall on the parents who are already economically strapped for whatever reason. So the amazing thing is, through the assistance of an amazing man named Doug Bush and our team of amazing people, volunteers, staff, have worked tirelessly to make this beautiful opportunity a reality. So it is located on the campus of CARES, 27835 Shiawassee Road, between Middlebelt and Inkster Roads in Farmington Hills. Now, the unique thing, most people are really unaware that everywhere in every city, no matter what we might think of as the location. People think of Farmington Hills as a very affluent place, and we're blessed to have extraordinary beauty here. But in any location, anyone at any time can fall upon hard times, whether that is through job insecurity or physical challenges, elderly, any number of things can happen in someone's life unexpectedly. So we are taking our guests from many, many areas, not just Farmington Hills. So we have beautiful, we have beautifully been able to work with many organizations, Gleaners, Forgotten Harvest, different places of that caliber, the Eastern Market, which is a beautiful, beautiful outdoor market for produce, et cetera, in Detroit. It's a beautifully amazing place where farmers can bring their produce, their wares, their perhaps their meat, their eggs, their dairy products. And we've been very fortunate to have extraordinary people help us out and reach out to us. And we are hoping, through the extraordinary leadership of Todd Lippa, who is the executive director at CARES of Farmington Hills, along with the board members who have worked tirelessly, and to say, you know, let's make this an extraordinary place. And our volunteers are, without question, our volunteers, we would not be able to get anything accomplished to the level that we are. So the unique thing about this is that we're hoping that it will be a model for the future. As things begin to create a new normal, as we really begin to come back to being able to provide services, our dream is to make this beautiful 10 and a half acres a true campus of hope. With our dream is to have classrooms, to have the reestablishment of other ancillary services, like we had the veterans here, we had WIC here. We have a beautiful organization that helps people that are homeless. We have the beautiful opportunity to develop this land, to dream about having a community garden here. And the unique thing about Caris Bush's Market is that it will allow us to use the proceeds that we get from the store to help us to buy the food for the free food pantry, so that no one is ever turned away, and that all people have what they need. Because certainly we know that if you don't have a healthy body, you don't have a healthy mind. If you don't have a healthy mind, you don't have the capacity to get out and take care of yourself and your family. So our executive director, Todd Lippa, always has a beautiful phrase, a hand up and not a hand out. So the unique opportunity here is to, how do we work collaboratively and see that, you know, we cannot make any judgments about what we think we know about any one person's circumstances or any group of people's circumstances. But as human beings, we all deserve the right to have our basic needs met. And when that happens, then those individuals, when they have what they are that they need to take care of their family, they can then help to spread the word and help to bring their volunteerism, etc., here. So our dream is in the future to work with organizations. And by the way, CARES of Farmington Hills is a nonprofit organization. So we're always looking for funding. We're looking for resources that can help us to develop our community services. We've been, as I mentioned, we've been very fortunate to have extraordinary companies come forward with in-kind donations. We've been grateful to have grant support. But we're always looking for more because the need is never going to be diminished. We're always going to be in need of food. We're always going to be in need of helping people in whatever way we possibly can. So this is a unique opportunity here on this beautiful land. Our street that we're on is called Shiawassee. And it's in an Algonquin language. And it means something to the effect, and I may be a little bit off with the translation, but it means essentially runs by the river. So to me, that is a beautiful metaphor of things moving to us, things moving from us, as all of us, and as we are living, time is moving towards us, time is moving us, and time is moving from us. And each one of us as human beings deserves the dignity to be able to receive food without being looked down upon, to receive the nourishment that they need, to be treated with respect, and to really look to in the moment and have what they need so that their own woundings don't stop them from whatever it is that they dream their life to be. You know, it's really amazing how many people have just come forward, how many people share their gifts. We're very fortunate in this community. But, you know, we never know what's going to happen as the weather changes, as fall is approaching soon. Things are going to change with the weather as winter comes. And how are we going to continue to offer people what they need? Of course, we have no crystal ball to see how are we going to rethink the way business is done, rethink the social needs that we have, rethink what it means to be a part of a community, rethink what it means to be collaborative, to lend a hand in whatever way you can. So it's a great time to, even though it seems like a challenging time, the challenge that we have right now, in my opinion, is to not fall back onto business as usual. Because business as usual has kept hierarchical systems in place. The haves, the have-nots, those that are seen as successful are those who are seen with other more critical eyes. But the reality is we're all born with nothing. We may be born into wealth, we may be born into poverty, we may be born into stable homes, unstable homes, and none of us is aware until we're living what it is that we're encountering. And our hope here at CARES, through community action, resources, empowerment services, is to help people to recognize that they deserve and are capable. And for those that, for whatever reason, may not be able to care for themselves through disability or age or any number of things, that we can help them regardless of whatever might be happening in their lives. You know, we walk by people every day and we make assumptions and presumptions about who someone is based on how they look, what they're wearing, what they're driving, where they might live. But no one truly knows what's happening in another person's life. The quickness with which we as human beings have been taught to judge really must change. And we work hard here at CARES to catch ourselves, to be aware of what we're saying and why we're saying what we're saying, so that we empower people, we empower ourselves, we strive to be better, not better than others, but be better in ourselves, to really be collaborative as we grow as individuals and as we grow as a community. Because we're only as good, we're only as strong as we choose to be. And we don't have to look very far in political rhetoric and different systems that are very divisive or separatist. And we here at CARES are trying to help to eliminate that, or at least to minimize it. Because there's nothing more important than the gift that we have that's called this life. And every human physical body needs nourishment, needs encouragement, which is nourishment for the soul and the spirit and the emotions and the mind of the person. The physical body needs nourishment, healthy foods, stable foods, the ability to walk or drive to one location and get what they need. So that is our hope in this beautiful place, CARES, to eventually make it be a place where all of what someone might need could be available to them, and they in turn can help those that they love and care for. We have many people come from many denominations, from many walks of life, with many skill sets, and we embrace them all. There is a lot of challenge in our human mind right now, where anger or misunderstanding can poison situations and poison minds and continue to have challenges be ever present with us. Instead, we here at CARES are trying to look at a challenge and try to find a creative solution to it. Are we successful all the time? No. But we try to work with respect to one another, and that is our hope. So I would invite you to go to our website, www.caresfh.org, which stands for caresfarmingtonhills.org. Take a look at our website, see what we're doing. Please, if you have the opportunity and the inclination to help support us in any way, that would be most appreciated. Money obviously is always the best, because it can be used according to where the needs are most obvious. And as we navigate through this COVID world and eventually into the post-COVID world, we will be able to graciously and with dignity continue to help others. It's amazing how many people who come here for whatever reason, and they see what's happened and they stay. Now, does that mean that everyone stays? No, it doesn't. Those people that come for a time and then leave, we appreciate what we've learned. We appreciate the accomplishments that they have made, the ways that we've learned more about ourselves and how we can do things better. Life is about learning. Every one of us is here to learn. None of us is perfect. Every one of us has our own story. But the idea is to not be labeled exclusively with your story, exclusively with the wounds that have happened to you, or the things that have happened to you, or the circumstances that you're in. Everyone deserves to bring food to their table. Everyone deserves to be able to care for their loved ones. Everyone deserves to care for themselves. And when we begin to really look at that dynamic in a different way, then we start healing ourselves, because our own mind needs healing. Our own humanness needs healing. Our own frailty needs healing. And healing is really not just physical healing, although that is essential, but not always possible. But healing also is healing the mind, healing the emotions, recognizing that what has happened to us in the past, what is happening to us in the moment, does not define who we are. So across the globe, people are experiencing challenges. But these challenges don't define who we are. It is an acknowledgement of what we are dealing with, perhaps in the moment, to the best of our knowledge. That doesn't mean we have the entire story. So we at CARES are trying to work collaboratively and certainly most gratefully to those that 90 plus volunteers that we have that are so wonderful and to help us accomplish these things. Without volunteers, we can't do anything. And since this is a nonprofit organization, we're working to try to find funding, either from foundations or from grants, or certainly from private individuals and philanthropy, so that we can keep on going. The need for food, as long as a human being is alive, food is needed. Healthy food is needed. Sustainable food is needed. So that we can get through everything together. And then we can help one another in finding the solutions to other challenges that they might be encountering. Really proud to be a part of this organization and extraordinary things that we're doing. If you go to my Facebook page, Elaine M. Grohman, G-R-O-H-M-A-N, I often post things about it, about CARES of Farmington Hills and other things. Please share that information. Please go to CARES of Farmington Hills website to look at the beautiful pictures of our store opening. So, by the way, it's a cashless store. It is with EPT cards, bridge cards, debit cards, or credit cards. There will be absolutely no cash transacted. So we don't have to worry about any of those kinds of things, but it's absolutely beautiful how we've transformed this space that was originally part of the church, the existing church building. And now it is a part of a place for people to come together to get a different kind of nourishment, to get not only spiritual nourishment, for which for many years people came to this beautiful land, which was the former St. Alexander's Church, but they also came for emotional nourishment. And now we're really proud to be able to contribute to the physiological nourishment that is a stepping stone and a requirement for healthy emotions and healthy mind. Please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about it or if there's anything that I can share. If you have any thoughts about how you might want to help us out here at CARES, my email is egrohman@caresfh.org. Please feel free to drop me an email and love to have a conversation. We want to bring health care here. We want to bring mental health care here. We want to bring gardens here. We want to have walking paths here. We want to have classrooms here. So every facet of a human being's life someone can come here to get what they need to walk the beautiful grounds to be themselves, to contribute in the way that they can, and to experience what they can about their own life with dignity, kindness, and joy. So this is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. Please feel free to share. Again, I'm at Cares of Farmington Hills, and we're celebrating the opening of Bush's Cares Market. You too can go out and make a difference in your community by making sure that people have what they need first and foremost for their physical nutrition, and then by way of community, giving them what they need for their emotions and their spirit and their mind. Thank you so much. Go out and make this a beautiful day. I hope your day is beautiful.